Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Andre, welcome to this very special episode of TFL's Car Chat.
This is nice. We're outdoors at our very favorite off-road trail.
Yeah, and so in this podcast slash video, we're going to go behind the scenes. We're going to show you guys how we do our off-road testing on one of our favorite trails called Ironclad. So we're going to go up to the Razor Rocks. We're going to go up to Truth and Dare or Dare. We're going to go on Sawtooth, and we're going to kind of show you behind the scenes how we do that. And to do that, we have borrowed Grant's vehicle, which is a built-out 4Runner. You want to tell them about our steed for this podcast?
Yeah, our friend and co-worker Grant. This is a basically a 2020 Toyota 4Runner SR5. SR5 is one of their more basic trims, right? But Grant, and here at TFL, he really went to town and built it up into what I think is one of the most well-built project vehicles we've ever done.
And by the way, if you're hearing gunfire, it's not because we're in a war zone. It's just because a lot of people come here to the back of the woods to do a little bit of shooting.
Yes.
And that's what you're hearing in the background if you're hearing it.
So sorry about that if it's distracting.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do about it. They have guns, we don't, so we're not going to ask them to stop.
Well, let's continue.
Yeah, but before, let's set some ground rules, Andre.
Okay.
First of all, we are at about 9,000 feet above sea level.
Yes.
Here in the Colorado Rockies. And before you guys start commenting, because we're going to be doing this as a one take, so it's going to be an hour long, kind of follow us along as we go up this trail, show you how we test. We're going to get out of breath.
Yeah, and a lot of you will comment and say, Andre, you should...
You've eaten too many bonbons.
And I have.
While watching too much old Top Gear.
I have.
But the fact is, we're 2 miles above sea level, and air density up here is about 30% less than you guys have at sea level.
Yes, so if we're a little bit short of breath, is, you know, the vehicle is short of breath, you know, making power, and we're also short of breath.
Yes, yes, so yeah. It's hard to kind of explain what that feels like unless you come up to like Pikes Peak or one of the other 14ers up here and experience it yourself. But please, if you want to put a comment saying that, you know, we're out of shape and fat and old.
Which is true.
It's true, but we're not eating too many bonbons and watching too much old Top Gear. All right, so we built out this SR5 4Runner.
Yeah.
And we did it right, Andre. We started with AEV wheels.
Yeah, so usually you would see this on a Jeep, yep. Maybe a Ram, right?
Yep.
But Grant decided to do Salta.
Grant didn't do this himself.
As a company.
Yeah.
But he owns this truck.
He owns this truck, but we did it as a showcase for what you can do.
Yeah, as a showcase. So Salta wheels. We have BF Goodrich All Terrain. These are KO2s. The tire that we've, I think, used for 10 years on different vehicles. Yep. It's a really good tire. The size of this tire is 285/70 R17. So the Salta AEV wheel is a 17 inch.
Obviously it's lifted.
It's lifted. And by the way, this tire is approximately like a 32 and a half to 33. So this is not an insanely giant vehicle. Then you can kind of see peeking out here in the back, remote reservoirs. These are Fox, basically dampers, Fox shocks. And we use the BDS lift.
Yep.
Which is the same company, really.
And I believe they're adjustable.
Yeah, so there's little knobbies. We can adjust it, softer or firmer. By the way, we just drove here on the highway, and this rides super well.
Yeah, you know, that's the...
Super well.
That's a dirty little secret often when you lift something and you make it much more off-road worthy, you make it much more harsh on-road.
Or wallowy or... you know, squishy on the road, but this is a good compromise between off-road and on-road.
Hey, podcast listeners and TFL Talk viewers. I wanted to take a minute to talk to you about a quick and simple way to sell your car or truck with the help of our new partner, HiRoad. With HiRoad's online portal, you enter your vehicle's VIN number or plate, mileage, and zip code, and You'll get competing offers from several qualified dealers in your area within seconds. You pick the best deal offered and follow through with the dealer to sell your vehicle. No more managing scammy emails from buyers on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. No more time wasted on no-show buyers. No bait and switch with a "will you take a check" excuse from sketchy buyers. Now keep in mind, these offers will be for trade-in values of your vehicle. If you want to go through the hassle of getting more for your vehicle, that's up to you. But if you want to sell your vehicle hassle-free and fast, go to tfltruck.com and click Sell Your Truck in the navigation menu. Or click on the High Road ad at the bottom of the website if you're on mobile, or click on the column if you're on a desktop. High Road makes it easy, and we like easy.
And just full disclosure, we didn't air down mainly because it takes a long time to air down, and this is not a how to air down video. But normally, you know, if we were doing these videos, we would air down. But in this case, we're kind of doing it as one take.
And then air up.
And then air up.
And then here you can see another BDS component here in the front, and you can see kind of the coilover up front, Fox, once again, BDS, control arms. So this design is really good.
And then L4, no, is it L4? No, it's
C4.
C4.
Excuse so me. C4. So we wanted armor, yep. Right? So this bumper is amazing, dude. You know why? Because it looks factory, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's one of the hardest problems with actually adding protection to a 4Runner, and that is all these intersecting lines never work really well.
Yeah.
And then what they've done is they've actually kind of made a factory looking like front bumper, so you don't have to cut this and add on something that looks like you're wearing, you know, dentures.
Yeah, so we retain the headlamps, the fog lamps, the side caps, right, the plastic side caps.
But we did squeeze in a winch.
Yeah, so this center section is removable.
Yep.
This license plate is removable. I guess we could, these are wing nuts, hand nuts. We can unscrew and show you.
There's a winch under there. Just trust us.
It's a Xeon Warn 10S.
Yeah.
So it's probably overbuilt for this truck. And also offers protection. Also offers separate tow points.
Yeah, it's great.
And there's still factory, like radar system, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Factory sensors up front. So really good integration. And then there's more C4, side steps.
And or rock rails.
Side steps, rock rail. So this is not just for protection, but also to help you climb. So look at this. I can actually, we'll talk about the tent in a minute, right?
Yep.
But I can actually stand on it pretty easily. I can reach over on the roof rack, and I can also climb into my rooftop tent
I think this week we just put on this, a new rooftop tent.
Yeah. It's a top oak.
Yep. You know, it's a little squeaky right now. We haven't figured quite out.
Yeah, we just did it yesterday.
Yeah. So if you hear a little squeakiness from the tent, I don't blame top oak. You know, we're just figuring out how to actually attach it.
Yeah, and how to mate it to the roof rack.
And I love this rear bumper that
C4 provided. Once again, C4.
Yeah.
So rear bumper. Remember 8 years ago?
Yeah.
Remember, Amy Hall used to work with us.
Yes, of course.
At TFL, of course. And we took out a 4Runner, much like this.
Yep.
And I damaged the corner. Remember this?
You're not going to damage this one.
No, you're not going to damage this corner. It's steel. It's protection. And also, they have these filler panels. So it kind of looks almost factory to how it integrates into the rear tail lamp.
And have two little lights for, you know, camping at night or backing up at night.
Yep, and a hitch.
And a hitch, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
So what I love about C4 and the work that they do is it's very well integrated into the current design, right?
Yeah.
You're not having to basically redesign the entire truck. And our friend James has one that he's also built out that looks much more built out. And to me, this is, you know, a nice compromise if you love the look of the truck and you don't want to start messing with its appearance in any substantial ways, but yet you still want protection and you still want the best off-road.
And capability as well.
Yeah.
And I mean, we could have gone with a 35 or a 37, but then you get into other issues, right? I mean, you know, the ride gets, you know, slower, more wallowy, you have to lift higher, right? Everything changes after that.
All right, well, let's jump in and go up to where we usually start our videos, and we could talk a little bit about the area we're at and kind of how we do our off-road testing.
Let's jump in.
Yeah, let's jump in. Welcome, guys. So if you guys have been watching us since 2009,
yes,
a long time ago, maybe not that long, you'll know that we used to do a lot of our testing at a place we called Goldmine Hill. And we had three stages there.
Yes.
We had stage one.
It was a very short trail, but very nice trail.
It was a very nice trail. It was close to our offices. It wasn't as high as this one is. It was perfect for video production.
And what happened?
Well, they closed it.
Yes.
And go ahead.
A lot of this land is public land.
Yes.
Right? So we don't control a lot of this. But by the way, this 4Runner still has an actual key. I have to put it in the slot, and I have to actually turn it to start this truck.
Yeah. I mean, as you drive, let's talk about the 4Runner, because a lot of you guys obviously are big fans of Toyota's most, shall we say, prolific off-roader, because this is the one, obviously, that most people buy.
That's been around forever.
Yeah.
Except, and, of course, the new one is coming.
Yeah, that's not a truck. So the Tacoma might be more popular, but they sell about, what, 200,000 to 250,000 units a year on Tacoma?
Yeah, and about 100 to 120,000 of these.
Yep.
And which now, is still great.
You'll note that we've got Onyx going here.
Yes, we always use Onyx off-road.
Yep, because it does a bunch of things. First of all, if you're out of cell service like we are right now, we've got the map that's downloaded.
You can see I have zero reception right now.
Yeah, but yet you've got it on CarPlay, and so we know where we're at. Interesting, Rifle Road, and they're shooting.
Maybe that's why.
And then Onyx will also basically let you pick a trail, kind of like ski runs, right? If you want an easy one, it's green. If you want a medium one, it's blue.
Yeah, so it's kind of an example right here. So one of the main routes is blue, and these offshoots you could see off of this trail are green, basically camping.
And we're going up to Bun School Road.
And then Ironclads. You see it's labeled right here.
Yeah.
So I'm in 4 high.
Yes.
But I think I should go to 4 low.
Let's go to
just
4 low.
Just to have a little bit more control. So I'm in neutral. There's a knob here in the center console. And I can just push this button and quickly turn it. And look at this. Look at my gauges. It quickly actually engaged without any issues. And coming up here from Boulder, which is about 5,000 feet above sea level, it's showing 16.8 mpg.
Which is actually not bad for a lifted 4Runner. Yeah.
No, it's actually really good.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Plus, when we go downhill, it'll be even better.
Yeah, we'll make up some fuel economy because we're using gravity, Andre. Gravity is our friend. If you guys want to come out here, Bun School Road, which you can find using Onyx, actually has two really good off-road trails. We're going up to Ironclads, which is where we usually do our testing, and hopefully there won't be snow up there because snow and off-roading get very dicey. Things break. Things slide, things flip.
Don't see some obstacles. Yeah, they're hidden.
I used to love snow wheeling, but over 14 years, having tried to pull out a lot of cars from the snow, I got kind of become weary of it recently.
But it's also dangerous.
It's kind of a little sketchy sometimes. But the other one that you could do off of Bun School Road is plane crash. And what plane crash is we've done videos, we've driven up there.
Yeah.
It's basically, I think in 1960s, there was a military trainer, and I mean trainer, it's an airplane, that was flying up here and somehow lost power or managed to crash into the mountain. The pilot was fine, so let's not freak out. But the plane is still up there in pieces.
Yeah, like you could see
fuselage,
one of the engines,
you could see engine, you could see like the ailerons are still up there.
Yeah.
You could see, you know, a bunch of airplane parts. And so that's another popular one that people go up to. That one's a very tight trail, so it kind of is better for things like side-by-sides or smaller vehicles. You wouldn't probably want to take a big old lifted heavy duty up there. But it's a ways, and for video production, we don't need that. We need something that's consistent and that's relatively close to the office that allows...
That we can repeat, right?
Yeah, that we can repeat. And so that's why we picked Bun School. Not
and
as
also,
good as Goldmine Hill, but, you know, can't have it all.
But also, plane crash is basically unreachable in the winter.
Yeah, you can't.
I mean, it's snowed in.
Yeah.
I mean, right now we're in this, you know, late April, early May time frame, when, you know, snow is beginning to melt up here, and you can actually start reaching it. And by the way, we are in one vehicle, in this 4Runner. Normally, we would have multiple vehicles, right?
Yeah, we'll always have a chase vehicle.
Yeah.
This time, we're not doing it simply because, well, we've got
production.
Two of our staff are out of the state. I think Nathan...
Actually, four of our staffers are out of state.
Yeah, so Case is doing the ZDX, right?
Yep, with Zach.
Zach, and what's...
Cole and Nathan are doing the Traverse, the Chevy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have a small team. And so, you know, while people are editing videos and are shooting videos, we figured we would kind of do a behind-the-scenes video without a chase vehicle, but normally we would have a chase vehicle just to be on the safe side.
But we do have a winch, so if something terrible happens, maybe we can pull ourselves out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully nothing terrible will happen, Andre. No. But you never know. Your off-roading is always... Now, from a video standpoint,
yeah,
it looks like we're going down a dirt road.
Which we kind of are. There's some undulations right now. We're kind of flexing. But this 4Runner, first of all, it's capable out of the box. Now we gave it a little bit more ground clearance and a better tire. So now it's just eating up this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's kind of boring, at least right now.
Yeah, lifted vehicles make hard stuff look easy. And, you know, this is considered blue by Onyx. So it is harder than a dirt road. I think if you were to take... I don't know, like a regular crossover up here, you could do it, but it wouldn't be happy.
Right? By the way, on the right here, this offshoot, that's green,
yep.
It has some camp spots, and there's water. So sometimes, at least in the spring and the fall, when it's raining or snow is melting, we have some access to some puddles.
Yeah, which we like to go through fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't. Are we going to do that today?
We're not going to go through that today.
Well, Grant just washed this truck,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, so, and not just because of that, but because there's not enough water to get a good splash.
I'm sorry
shot.
I keep calling it truck. I'm a truck guy.
It's fine. It's a truck.
Well, it's body on frame.
Yeah, it's a truck. It definitely is a truck. And we're also very cognizant of the fact that, you know, we can go splashing through a puddle and not disturb any local wildlife or streams.
Yeah.
So we try to find puddles that we do those, like, thumbnails
for.
Yeah,
not creeks. We're not going through creeks.
that can potentially cause damage to the environment. Because I am a big believer, Andre, in, like, leave no trace, right?
Yeah.
Right? One of the things that, if people want to go up here and shoot, fine. Shoot to your heart's content. Just clean up after yourself.
Most of them don't.
Yeah, there's, like, you know, there's spent casings everywhere, and it just starts to look like, you know, like trashy. And this, you know, this is...
Not cool.
Not cool. This is used by everybody. I think this is BLM land, actually.
Yeah.
And so, you know, treat it with respect, guys. Clean up after yourself. Anyway, enough preaching. Let's talk about the 4Runner. Obviously, this truck's been around, I want to say, since 2009.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So we're looking at 15 years now. There's a new one coming that we just did a bunch of videos on. So if you've been watching all TFL, you'll see that we actually got hands-on with it.
Yeah.
But let's talk about this. It's got the venerable 4-liter V6.
And the 5-speed auto.
Exactly, paired to a 5-speed auto.
Yeah.
And we were trying to think when we did the 4Runner, new 4Runner, first hands-on shoot, whether there were any other cars that still come with a 5-speed. I don't remember any.
I don't think so. I think the 4Runner still, I mean, it exists still. The 5-speed auto may be the only one left. Because, like, Dodge Journey is no longer being produced. That used to have a 5-speed, so I think it's one of the last ones to have a 5-speed.
And this is the part that you guys don't usually get to see, and that is, we didn't film the hour and a half to drive up here. Not that you would find that interesting, but I'm saying, when you're watching these videos, it's just all of a sudden we show up in the mountains, but it takes a little bit of planning, and it takes, you know, a little bit of time to get up here, and especially when the weather is bad. We are kind of in the middle of nowhere, right? There's no cell reception here.
We sometimes bring our satellite phone.
Sometimes we bring a satellite phone if all things go sideways. The closest town to here is Estes Park, which is, you know, the gateway to Rocky Mountain National Park. So if you're thinking about coming up here, we're probably about, what, half hour on the road from Estes Park?
Yeah, approximately.
You would take the peak to peak as far north as possible and before it T-bones. Right to the left is where this trail starts, and you could do it that way, or you can get Onyx, and you'll see it on Onyx.
By the way, we just went through an aspen grove, and we usually see in the wintertime, we see moose up here.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and we usually stay away because, you know, moose is unpredictable, and
moose are more dangerous than bears. People are afraid
of bears. Charge you.
Yeah, but they're skittish, and they don't like being disturbed. and they weigh a lot.
Yeah, and they're tall.
And big.
They're big.
They're much more dangerous than bears or mountain lions, which are also up here.
Yeah. I've never seen a mountain lion up here, thank goodness, and or a bear, thank goodness.
So you can see up here this trail, it's number 217. So if you do come up here, you can give it a shot. Most of these trails are very well marked. So, for instance, there's 217 Dead End, so you can kind of come up here and use Onyx or use the trail markers and not get lost.
Yeah, totally.
So how does it feel off-road? Have you driven Grant's truck before?
No, I have not. This is really cool. I'm going a little slower than normal, Roman, because we're talking.
Yep.
And I don't want us, to bang around and really get loud up here. I could probably increase my pace without too much trouble. There's a little bit of head toss. I think if we did air down, it may have been a little bit more smooth.
Yeah.
But as it is, this truck hasn't spun its tire yet. I mean, it's doing really, really well. By the way, Onyx Off-Road, they have like 0 to 10 rating as well, not just colors. So if you actually down, and you can also go there on your laptop before you leave your headquarters or your home, and you can kind of plan it out and see different pictures and see different ratings, and you can plan your trip before you leave as well.
Yeah, and so one of the...
Ooh, wait a minute.
What?
There's a Tremor. There's a Super Duty.
Coming down?
Okay. By the way, it says no firearm discharge.
Which way is he going?
He's going this way.
Okay, so we're kind of getting each other's ways. Yeah, no firearms discharge. That's not exactly being
followed,
but it's America.
All right. Ooh, he spun his tire, dude. The big Super Duty. Here he is as my camera.
Now, Andre, you did what? Something that was very nice, and we can talk about the off-road rules there, right?
Oh, the etiquette?
Yeah, the etiquette of off-roading. So you got out of his way, but the rule is when you're going uphill, you've got the right of way.
Yes. So, but he was bigger than me.
Well, that doesn't. the rule isn't. If you're going uphill, you've got the right of way, unless he's bigger than you.
No, you're right. But there was a fork in the road, so I had an opportunity to.
I'm not saying you weren't. It was nice of what you did, but in real etiquette, he should have moved out of your way instead of you moving out of his.
But all he did was use his blinker to show me his intentions of driving through here.
I don't know if blinker use is part of the off-road etiquette. I'm guessing not, but it was nice that he did use his blinker to let us know his intentions.
At least he didn't pull out his gun.
Oh, God,
you gotta be thankful.
Yeah. And so we're getting to a point here in the trail where, we're starting to get some pretty good sized whoops. And we usually, because we're going to get to the Razor Rocks and, of course, Truth or Dare, we usually don't take any kind of small crossovers up here. So if you're thinking like this would be RAF or Adventure, you can get up to the Razor Rocks, but you wouldn't probably get past the Razor Rocks in a RAF.
It's a clearance problem, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll be hitting your bumpers and underbody over different things.
Yeah, I think two things that are most, I'll give you three, okay? Here's my top three while we're driving up to the first steps. My top three things that are underappreciated in off-roading, kind of a basic novice guide that I've learned, in the last 14 years of doing this, all right?
Yes.
Oh, look at that, it's flooded. Oh, we get to go through some water. It's exciting.
Roman, yeah. Do you want to leave the vehicle and show me a sink?
Yeah,
would you like that?
Yeah, well, there's a piece of the fence has come up.
I know, this does not make me comfortable.
Do you want to go around it?
But I've driven this hundreds of times.
Go through it.
I know what's underneath.
Yeah, we'll go. Me and Ian will go out.
So please get it on camera, because if I don't make it, please.
We'll come and rescue you, okay. Andre. We won't let you be eaten by wolves.
Okay.
Are you gonna be? Let me talk, and you.
I'll be quiet.
You'll be quiet. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So come on, Ian. I'm guessing that this Forerunner has probably something like 20, 25 inches of water fording with a couple inch lift. I don't think Andre's going to have any issues. So let's see how he does. And this is new. This must have got blown over by it. We've had some really bad windstorms. So I think what happened was it probably got blown over by the wind. And I don't necessarily want to go around, because that's also then creating another path. So here goes Andre going into the water. Let's see how deep he goes. I bet you he won't even go up more than halfway up his wheels. But there is a part of the fence that he could run over. Oh, maybe he will go up. Look at that.
Am I sinking?
It's getting deep, Andre. You don't want to.
Oh, it's getting very deep. No, it's getting less deep. Well, don't stop. Don't stop in the water. If you're going to do it, commit to it. All right, you're hitting your fan. Go back. Go back. You're going to get water in the engine.
Also, I don't want the water in the cabin.
Yeah, you're getting your fan. I can see the fan hitting water. All right. So if this were our vehicle, I'd probably have him go through it, but it belongs to Grant. And so I don't want to flood Grant's truck. I think that is probably a good call when you drive it like you stole it, but we borrowed it. So I think I could tell he was trying to hit the fan in his engine. And I don't know what the water fording exactly is in a Foreigner, especially if it's lifted, but you could do some serious damage. You could basically hydrolock an engine if you get water in the air intake. And obviously we didn't put a snorkel on it or even a desert air intake. And usually the air intake's on the side where the tire is. You were getting close to the air intake, Andre. I was worried about it. So I saw the fan start to hit the...
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I mean, my door sill was underwater now.
Yeah. I think that was... Like I said, if it was our truck, we'd probably go for it. But
I mean, if I brought this back and Grant said, why is there water on the floor of my vehicle?
Why does it smell like a pond?
He probably would have done something horrible to me.
All right. Let's hop him back in and we'll keep going. All right, I was going to give you my top three off-roading tips before we almost
of what not to do?
Of what is important in off-roading.
How about a spotter like you were doing?
Yes, spotting.
That's important.
Spotting is incredibly important. Let's go for top five. So number five, having a buddy.
Yes.
We already broke that rule.
No, but there's three of us here.
Yeah, but having a buddy like
another
car.
But also another vehicle.
Another vehicle, but we do kind of mitigate that by having a winch.
Yes.
Which is fine, but sometimes as we found out, like when we sunk our old JK into our tough course at the ranch.
Yes.
You can't get at the winch because it's in like 3 feet of mud.
Yes, you have to dig.
You have to dig. That's always a lot of fun. So number five is, you know, have a buddy. Number four is have a spotter.
Yes.
But these are pretty obvious things. But sure. The next aren't that obvious. So probably the most important thing when going off-road is your tires. Would you agree?
Yeah. I would agree, because that's where the rubber literally meets the terrain.
Yeah, so you know, you could go very far, and there are videos of people in sedans, station wagons going up, not babies lion's back, but lion's back.
Yeah.
Up in Moab, because you know they had the right tires.
Yeah, a grippy tire that's meant for the environment, right?
And it's not just that; it's something that you won't puncture.
Yes.
Because changing a tire when the earth is very...
30 degrees tilted.
Yeah, is no fun.
Yes.
So you need something that, you know, will be resistant to punctures both from the tread and from the side. And that's why, like, these KO2s are very good at that. That's number three. Number two, and this is also something that people don't think about, underbody protection.
Yeah, and we have a lot of it.
Yeah.
We have C4. Around this truck, so around this 4Runner, so that's really good.
So, you know, nothing will ruin your day like puncturing your radiator, your gas tank.
Your transmission pan, oil pan.
And tearing a line, you know, a brake line. That will all leave you stranded on the trail. So a little bit of undercoating doesn't help much, but a lot of armor helps a lot. And then my number one thing that I learned when going off-roading, that most people don't understand this, and I was like this when I first started. You think that this has different off-road capability, right? So you can start in 2 high, and then when the road gets tougher, you could switch it to 4 high, and then when it gets even tougher, you can switch it to 4 low.
And if you had lockers, you might engage lockers. And
at some point, you'd be like, okay, now I need to engage a locker. That's how I approached off-roading. What people who know about off-roading tell you is lock everything up. Just go out for bear, because once you get stuck, you've lost.
Yes.
So
it's hard to come back from that.
Yeah, the problem is you could be like, well, now, you know, I'm going to get stuck. So to get myself unstuck, I'm going to engage the rear locker.
But now you've dug holes under your tires.
And it's too late.
Yeah.
The rear locker if you had it on from the get-go, you would have never gotten stuck. So the goal always is use everything you got so you never get stuck.
Yes. There's, of course, other things, like we have pretty wide open areas here, but a tight switchback, a locker may prohibit,
prevents you from turning really tight.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's other things you need to think about when you're off-roading.
Sure.
And I would say the bonus item would be either like a medical kit or some sort of communication device, right? We often bring radios, walkie-talkies,
yes,
right? We talk to each other.
Satellite phone.
Satellite phone.
We have a satellite phone. You can have a regular radio with a long, with, you know, there's transmitters all around the Rocky Mountains that you'll never be out of service. So, you know, we just go with the satellite phone because it's ubiquitous and it works everywhere.
So we've reached our beginning of the Ironclads.
Yeah, this is our little clearing where we usually do our stand-ups.
Yeah.
I don't think we have to stop here. They've seen what this looks like a lot. So let's go up to the steps.
Yeah, the steps is the first obstacle.
Yeah, which is where basically we start and where a lot of vehicles can't get past, because what you end up hitting is these steps, and if you don't have enough approach, you're not going to be able to get up the steps. And this is, of course, also where we broke the differential on our Tacoma when there was snow.
And that was in the snow.
Yeah. So what I'll do is when you get up to the steps, I'll get out and I'll show you going over them. What we want are obstacles that, for the most part, are repeatable and are mainly the same all year round.
Yeah, and you know, this trail changes, you know, with water running through it, and so small changes happen always.
Well, there's also big changes. So, for instance, next to us is another trail.
Yeah.
That wasn't a trail.
So no.
Somebody created
A bypass.
And then they also cut down a tree there.
Yeah, that's not cool.
And then they cut down a tree there, yeah. So, you know, they made it a lot easier. So I'm going to get out and we're going to watch you go over the steps.
Okay.
And this is much easier when it's not snowing.
Yeah, so let me get on a little bit flatter ground here. By the way, there used to be a company here. I don't know if they still exist. They used to rent side-by-sides here.
Yeah,
and that was dangerous because people from out of state with almost no experience would come out. And all of a sudden, they'll be running these very difficult trails. Right?
Yeah, I'll get out and we'll show the steps. So, as you can tell, Andre is parked right at the start of the step. And if you were in a RAV4, a Honda CRV, or any other midsize, small, compact crossover, you would not have the approach angle. What you would do is you would tear off the front part of your, or the under part of your bumper, and we've actually done that here, unfortunately. So with this lifted 4Runner, we should have no issues. So Andre, go for it, dude. And there he goes up the first step. Now we're testing the breakover angle. Now it's all about traction, and the 4Runner made it look easy. Keep going. So this is probably where like your Crosstrek or your Outback Wilderness would have issues, not because of traction, but because of ground clearance. And of course, this is where having taller tires and big wheels. Big tall tires, small
Roland,
wheels helps out.
This tree is downed.
Yeah, we'll come out here. Let's come out here. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are the razor rocks, and somebody's been naughty here, Andre. It keeps changing. So obviously, this is a very tough
climb.
Very
and
tough.
Somebody decided to make this route straight up this rock, right?
So the way we would normally do it to test is we would start at the bottom and kind of take it
diagonally
at an angle.
Yeah.
And then come up this way. And you're looking at, if you can see,
look,
Andre, you're at like shoulder height.
I'm 6'3", and this obstacle is about shoulder height.
And the reason we called it the Razor Rocks is because they're super sharp on top.
Yeah.
So this tests the vehicle's breakover, it tests the vehicle's approach departure angle, and it also tests its traction and the ability to put power to the ground. Now,
yeah.
I promised Grant we wouldn't take his...
On here?
On here, yeah.
Okay.
It would do it.
I'm okay with that.
Are you okay with that?
Yes. Because I'm driving.
Yeah, and there's a way to get around. But what happened was, if you would take this route, you would start to struggle, wheels would start to spin.
And you'd start sliding.
And you would start sliding and you would slide into this tree. So somebody at some point cut this down, and now they cut this down. This, I don't think this was, maybe this was done by the wind, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, we had strong winds also.
Yeah. But it's definitely now in the path. And I'm not going to be able to move it. And I didn't bring a... I don't want to do trail maintenance while we're doing this behind-the-scenes video. What was a pretty dangerous...
It's now more dangerous.
It's now more dangerous because there's a tree that's been either knocked down or cut down.
But you see this, Roman?
Yeah.
If you had a big pickup truck with long wheelbase, you're going to be starting, you know, to hit it up here on your belly. You might hit the bumper over here. So if you don't have steel bumpers or skid plates, you're going to start damaging your vehicle, really.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to scratch the bottom of the vehicle no matter what you do.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to go over these razor rocks without hitting the bottom, unless you've got some 40s or some, you know, one of these built out like JLs.
Or a side-by-side or something, I don't know.
Yeah, something that's got, you know, 20 inches of suspension travel. So this would be one of the tougher tests. Obviously, this is where like any kind of mid-size crossover would not be able to go.
Well, do you want to show me? I'm going to go around.
Go around. And actually, going around is also a little tricky.
Yeah.
Because there's also now a lot of undulation, and the ground becomes a little bit trickier to traverse. And actually, this rock right here has caught up many a vehicle that we've taken up here. And as you can see, we've actually, I forgot what we took up here, but we actually had to put rocks down because we were gonna tear the bumper off going over this. Once again, Grant's foreigner should have no issues, but let's see how he does. Here he comes in. Now you can see the articulation. You can see how well the truck is moving, getting a little bit of slippage, but those tires are doing really well. All right, Andre, take this obstacle head on, would you?
Like this?
Take it head on. Let's see if you can get up and over it. Nice, look at that. Made that look easy, dude.
Dude, this machine is really capable, even with no locker.
Yeah.
I do have A-Track.
Yeah.
So I have this kind of traction control system. But also, Roman, I'm glad you're spotting me because I don't have a lot of visibility in the front because I don't have a front camera.
Ian, hop in. We'll head over to Truth or Dare next and see what that's like.
So a lot of newer vehicles, right, they have a lot of fancy features like 360 cameras, even the underbody cameras, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the new GMC Canyon, AT4X, the new Hummer EV trucks have underbody cameras now. But, I mean, those work to an extent. They usually flatten the terrain, so you don't have like a three-dimensional perspective.
And it also got the one where you can see through the hood, right?
Yeah.
Or like basically...
Like a virtual...
Makes the hood virtual, visible.
Yeah. But, you know, old-fashioned way is you're basically scanning the terrain with your eyes, and then you're trying to memorize it, which is why sometimes when you see a video of us off-roading, I go quiet for a minute, right, for a few seconds, because I'm trying to remember, okay, where was that rock and where was this rock, and as I'm climbing over, I'm trying to recall that memory and trying to figure out where I'm going.
And for a lot of people, I think it's hard to explain to you how disconcerting it can be if you're on a shelf road like Black Bear Pass, right? And you don't see where the edge of your vehicle is as you're trying to make a hairpin turn.
Yeah, my goodness, that's, you gotta have strong nerves.
Yeah.
For that.
And actually, I've grown over the years to hate shelf roads. I'm kind of like a wussy, but I've done enough of them where I'm like, okay, been there, done that, don't need that butt crunching
moment.
Look
at the snowdrift here on the left.
Yeah, we're only getting like 4 months of summer here, really, where the snow is not obstructing, you know, to the extent that you need a snowmobile to get through. All right, so here we have, you know, some rocks. We've got some, you know, basic. We got a little bit of snow
and leftover ice. Look at this.
And leftover ice, yeah.
It's in the trail. There's ice right here.
Yeah, and here's the funny thing. Like, it's supposed to rain this weekend down in Boulder.
Yeah.
But chances are, because you're at 10,000 feet here. Let's see what my watch says. My watch says 8,617 feet.
Okay, so almost nine.
It's okay. Gonna be snow. Oh, it is snow covered. So we've got Truth or Dare. The north-facing part of the
easier part is actually in snow.
Is the snow.
So now the easy part is the hard part.
Yeah, so Truth is snow-covered, whereas Dare isn't.
Yeah. So we're still climbing up. By the way, we're still going uphill. It may seem like a flat road, a flat trail from
here. Yeah, because the camera flattens everything out.
Yeah.
So we do have a Truth or Dare moment now, Andre.
Okay.
You know, there's nothing more scary, or nothing more, I should say scary, nothing more disconcerting than going up a snowy trail and then figuring out that the truck all of a sudden weighs 5,000 pounds, which, you know, you don't have a sense for that on anything with, you know, non-slippery surfaces, yeah. But all of a sudden when you do get into slippery surfaces and you start to lose control.
You become a sled.
You become
sometimes.
A sled. So do you want to become a sled or do you want to go up, which one do you want to do, Truth or Dare?
I want to become a sled.
You're going to go, oh, okay.
Well, let's make it more interesting.
All right.
You know what? I don't think I'll become a total sled. These tires are pretty good. So maybe you can catch me if I slide? I'm kidding.
All right. Tell you what. I'm going to go outside,
yes.
And I'm going to spot... You're already stuck, and you haven't gotten up to it. Here, let's see what's going on.
Oh, sheesh.
Yeah,
Sorry, I'm on the rock, dude. Okay.
This is what I was talking
check
about.
Check it out.
Like, you want to be in all... You want to be locked up as, you know, and you are. There's nothing more.
Well, let me try...
You're going to try A-track? Try A-track.
Yeah, I'll try it.
All right, we're going to get out and watch and see if you can get...
Okay.
If you can get past A-track here. And this is also probably where... To be fair, we should have been air down.
And maybe momentum. I should have been using a little bit of Nathan's method, right?
Well, you are stuck on a rock. Let's see if A-Track can get you over it. Open up the window, would you? All right. I'm not going to say anything. You kind of talk us through it.
All right. So I'm still in four low. And I could hear traction control. Yes. It did it.
All right.
Thank you, Toyota.
Hold up a second. We'll walk up. A little farther, and then you can try Truth, which is now harder than Dare because of the snow.
Okay. Roman, you gotta sprint upstairs. Sprint, run! No, I'm just kidding.
What are you saying?
I'm saying you gotta sprint up the mountain.
I just sort of look like an old fat man. I'm already out of breath. I won't say anything. You kind of walk us through
okay.
it.
Okay.
And tell us what you're doing. Well, tell me what you're going to do before you do it.
Well, I'm going to leave A-Track on.
Okay.
Because, you know, the traction control system and the brakes are trying to help me out. And I'm going to use a little bit of momentum. Not a lot. A little bit of momentum.
All right. I'm not going to talk.
Okay.
I'll let you do it. Ian, let's head up and let's watch him see how he does up Truth.
I'm still using my Onyx off-road map. I can see, obviously, how the trail continues. And... There's a fork, like Roman is saying, and I'm taking the kind of this left part of the fork. Oh, there's a little butterfly just arrived and flew down. My goodness. Oh. I'm struggling. I'm getting hung up. Hold on. I'm sliding sideways. I forgot now the terrain. My memory is failing. Roman, I don't know if I can do this.
You also now got yourself behind a rock. And you're digging four holes.
Behind me?
Yeah, you're gonna go around it. But if you didn't have good tires, I'd be worried that you get a side puncture. Andre, I think we've reached a point where I don't think even airing down would help with the snow. I think we've reached a point where you need lockers.
Okay, what am I being hung up on? Where is the rock?
It's right behind your passenger side rear wheel.
Oh, do you think I can bump over it if I bump it?
Well, you're right on it right now. So go back. I'll tell you when. Go back. Keep going. Getting a little butt clenchy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Keep going. All right, stop. Try momentum.
A little bit of Nathan's method, where I'm going. There! Nathan's method always works. Except it's a little bit hard on the truck.
Keep going, stay in it!
Truck.
Stay in it!
Wow, this truck is working really hard. Okay, hold on, articulating. Oh, wow, okay.
Whew. Wow, that was a challenge. So Roman, the interesting part is, like you said, it's instantly changed. You know, we were going nice and easy, I was relaxed, and all of a sudden I was spinning tires, I was losing control. This was really interesting.
All right, well, we're about 45 minutes into this video / podcast. Let's wrap it up by showing them the sawtooth.
Okay.
So you think you can kind of thread your way around here?
And we have to come back towards it, right?
Yeah, so you got to go over it and then come back.
Okay.
I would avoid the snow because nothing more slippery than like rock and snow.
It's also deep.
Yeah, it's deep. So maybe you go straight over it and then we'll come back around.
Okay.
All right. Well, you're going over it, I'll keep talking, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, let me spot you. You're good. Go a little bit more passenger. A little more passenger. There you go. Perfect. Nice. Now you're gonna want to stay to your driver's side here. Yeah, perfect. Okay, now go, yeah, that's it, perfect line. Go around and turn around, come back, okay?
Okay, I gotcha. And I'm gonna articulate over here.
Yeah.
There's more melting snow. There's some rock. Wow, lots of water.
Go turn around, I'll keep talking. Ian, why don't you come over here? So this is Sawtooth. It's a really good test of breakover. And what makes it really good is the farther you go, basically north on it, the less the angle becomes. So when Andre went over it, I had him go as far north, because that's north over there, so he wouldn't really be testing his breakover. Plus it's easier coming from the other side. So from this side, I'm gonna make him go the hard way and see if we actually hit the bottom of the truck. So come on over here, Andre. And we do this for our testing because that way we can see what kind of approach, departure, and breakover angle the trucks have in the real world. So let's do this. Yeah, try the hard one.
Okay.
And see if you end up basically high centering, and I bet you will.
I think I'm on the hard line now, right?
You are. You're on the hard line. You're as far south on the rock. So let's see how you do. So good approach, but now is when you're gonna potentially high center this. Keep going, keep going. I'll let you know before you hit. You got like 2 feet, Andre. This thing has so much ground clearance. Oh my God, it made it look easy.
Am I going?
No, you're not gonna hit it at all. Hey, back it up. Back it up, or let's go even harder.
No way.
You got like a foot.
This is insane.
Yeah, come on back. And you're fine, like, don't worry, I won't.
And it's a mild lift, it's not a huge lift.
Yeah. All right, this time, put your driver's wheel right about here, where I am. So I've come this way. So you're gonna wanna put the center of the truck over this part.
Okay.
Of the sawtooth. There you go. Now we're at the hardest part. All right, now we're gonna see. Keep going slowly, slowly, don't hit the tree. Slow. You're about to hit.
Well, I just hit something.
Are you? Did you hit? Yeah, you're...
Oh!
Whoa, there we go. Okay, back her up.
Ah!
Sorry, Grant.
Sorry, Grant.
We got a little bit of your...
C4.
Skid pads, yeah.
By the way, Roman, you know this current 4Runner has 109 inches of wheelbase?
Yeah.
The new one is a little bit longer.
This is going to make it worse.
It's going to be a little bit worse.
Yeah.
Okay, I have enough to back up.
You're good. Just don't back up into that tree.
Okay, I'm still.
But the approach and departure angles are amazing.
Yes.
All right, back it up and we'll close it up over there. I'll go with you. I'll just do it over here. We'll close it up at the sawtooth.
Okay. Hold on, let me pull forward so okay. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, you know, thank you guys for watching because we've got one of the best jobs. Just stop right there, Andre. Keep it right there. That's fine. We've got one of the best jobs in the world. And even though I'm whinging about, you know, the fact that it's hard to breathe up here, I'm so grateful to be actually up here and be able to do this and have you guys watch it.
And by the way, we usually finish our videos up here.
Yeah.
But we're not home yet.
No.
There's still a lot of downhill.
So here's the thing. This is just the start of the Ironclads Trail.
It keeps going.
Yeah, it's a lollipop. So what I mean by a lollipop is it goes up and then does a big loop and then comes back down. But for video purposes, and this is kind of the, you know, the secret behind what we do, is we don't need to do an entire trail because after a while, we're not testing anything. We're just kind of off-roading.
It's kind of more of the same, right?
Yeah.
So we want
like, you know, hard obstacles that are close to each other that we can use and repeat. And that's kind of what we found here.
Yeah, but this 4Runner is incredible still. After all these years, it's very capable. And the modifications I think we did were really good. We need to figure out why this is squeaking a little bit here.
Yeah.
Because we only put this tent on yesterday. But other than that, it's really good.
Yeah, and you know, I take pride in the fact that this entire team actually goes out and does this off-road real-world testing, right? A lot of people will, and I'm talking about journalists now, will do one of two things. They'll go on a course that the manufacturer set up, like we just did with Toyota with the Land Cruiser. But they're never going to build a course that the thing can't take.
Right.
And they're probably not going to build a course that's very difficult because they're going to be a little afraid of journalists who've never gone off-road. Let's say you're a journalist who lives in LA and you don't go off-road, or New York or Detroit where there isn't a lot of off-roading, then you don't want to put the person or the vehicle in harm's way.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I'm so proud of this team, because we actually do the real world testing and we do put vehicles.
And we're very fortunate to where we are.
Yeah,
right?
that we could do that. That's one of, you know, the secret to TFL is the fact that we're here in Colorado.
Don't tell anybody.
No, people don't know we're in Colorado.
Nobody listens to this anyway, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, we're actually showing it versus talking about it or doing it, you know, on some manicured course that will never actually put the thing in kind of stress.
By the way, I think.
Yeah, want to look under there?
I think I did. What did I touch?
I think you just touched a skid plate, Andre.
I think, whoa, those are beefy skid plates. So, yeah, that center one that's kind of covering between the transfer case and the transmission. And of course, I have these side rails as well. So no big whoop. Everything is protected. So everything is nice.
Yeah. Well, guys, there you have it. Is there anything else you want to say, Andre? Any other questions that we could foresee? Leave us questions in the comments below and we'll try to answer them as well. If you're watching this on YouTube, obviously you saw what's going on. If you're listening to it, you can go over to All TFL and actually watch it, or you can listen to it and watch it, depending on what you want to do.
Sometimes, especially in the winter months, I like to continue the video a little bit longer, because actually going down the mountain can be more dangerous than coming up the mountain. So right now it's not that snowy, so I'm not super worried. But if there is some sort of element of unpredictability, I like to continue the video further.
You're just brass balls, Andre.
No, but because if I came back to you, Roman, let's say you were at the office, I was out here, and I said, you know, Roman, we finished the video, everything was amazing, and then I went down and I hit something. You would say, what? Is it on camera?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if I say no, you'll be bummed.
Video would never happen. Actually, the scariest part of this whole video are the guys shooting machine guns and cannons down there, because you never know where Ricochet's going to go.
Ricochet's coming up. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, well, there you have
it. That's
it. Quick behind-the-scenes video of how we do our off-road testing here in Colorado. We're going to try to do a little more off-road testing in Moab, because there's a lot more terrain there and it's open much more of the year. The issue there is it's a six-hour drive for us, but that's not horrible.
Yeah. And by the way, the 4Runner did amazing.
And thank you, Grant, for letting us borrow it. And we shall see you next time. Ciao.
See ya.
Life can be chaotic. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment add to the chaos. Use ShipStation instead. With ShipStation, you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again. Whether you're running a business out of your garage or you have multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your business's growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating repetitive tasks. Plus, you'll save money with the best shipping rates from global carriers. ShipStation's industry-leading features help you deliver a better customer experience. They'll get accurate and faster shipments, along with automated tracking updates with your branding. And with up to 88% off UPS and USPS rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates, ShipStation is the fastest and most affordable way to ship. Calm the chaos. Switch to ShipStation today. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.